by what we're doing here.
Amen.
Paying strict attention to the Word of God so that we may not miss none of it. Amen. We may not miss none of it because the devil is out to rob us from our blessings that the Lord has in store for us. He's out to bless, out to rob us. And if we're not careful, he will suddenly rob us from our from the blessing that God has for us. All right, so it's important. And all that thou gettest, get an understanding.
Right.
Understanding of what?
The Word.
Understanding of the Word. Because the devil, he's out to get us. And the Lord bring it to me. The devil, we said last week, that the devil is not gonna do anything himself. He has imps. His angels, well, that he even ordered them to do certain things. He don't do anything but sit back and watch and laugh about it, huh?
Right.
So what we have to do, that is to make sure that we are in the Word. Stay in the Word. He sent his imps out to Russell. Say Russell.
Russell.
Yeah, the Russell of, you know, now that the people was Russell the cattles, but the devil sent his imps out to Russell the sheep.
All right.
Sad sheep. He sends them out to rustle the sheep. And that is that he sends them out that they might rustle them and to bring them in and they were and that he might brand them. Say brand them.
Brand them.
Yeah, that he might brand them. You know that the Russells, they'll go steal their cows, steal the cows. The devil, he steals the sheep by rustling them and then brand them to his name on, put his name on them. I put his ways of life in them so that they will not go no other way but the way he wants them to go. So that's why we have to be careful, because the devil is strong. He is mighty. He's a mighty something.
Right.
And he very, very true and very, very smart. And if we are not careful, and he suddenly will actually will get us. So don't let the devil send his imps to rustle us. When those sheep stealers, when they come, they're gonna bring all kinds of things. They're gonna tell you, well, you can do better over here. We got something there for you, so you could, if you just come over here, I'll show you this, and I'll give you this, and I'll give you that. When they are sheep rustlers, so you'll see what Bishop is saying. You got to keep your ears and your eyes open at all the time. Your mind, he said, he that keeps their mind stayed on him, to them he gonna keep their mind in perfect peace. So you got to keep your mind on the Lord, because the devil will come and he would cause them to change your mind of doing that what is right. When you want to do good, you can't do it, because the devil has got you in his corner, so he had got you just thinking his way. So he will rustle you and get you to come over and brand you. Once he brings you, then he teach you. teach you and put all this stuff in and tell you that he can do this and he can do more than Bishop Hardy can do for you. If you come over there, over here, you just come over here and talk about some of these preachers right here. They're nothing but rustlers. Sheep what?
Rustlers.
Sheep rustlers. Amen. All they did want something that belongs to somebody that somebody else don't labor for. And that's the devil. That's what the devil did. The devil, that's him. If you go back to what y'all were just talking about, that's his picture. His picture was to rustle Jesus. And not only rustle Jesus, and then he came to Job's house and fell down to Job's house, and he wanted to rustle him. And then to get him to come over on his side. What I'm saying, we got to live so that we keep the hedge around us.
All right.
So when? So the devil cannot and his imps cannot get to us. Huh? Keep the hedge. So that's what the devil says, that you got a hedge around him, around Job. And I know this, and if you move the hedge off around him, then I can get to him. But long as the hedge is around him, I can't get to him.
Right.
Amen. I can't get to him. So what Bishop's saying, God got up in a pen. When we come into the church and come into the knowledge of the truth, God put us in a pen, which is a hedge around us. So the devil can't get to it. He may try to get to us, but he can't get to it. So as long as we stay in the pen, then the devil can't get to us. He can't get to us. And on the time that when you get out of the pen, and then that's when he sent his imp to rustle us up and get us and take us back to his camp. Well, y'all talking about his camp. take us back to his camp so he can do what? He can brand us. And no use of having him to rustle up and don't never put his brand on us. Amen. Otherwise, to know that we belong to him. That's what the brand is about. All right. So, it's important for us to know what the Word of God said, because if don't, the devil is going to get us. Don't never get so smart, thinking that the devil ain't going to be able to get a hold of you. He'll get you, because he got all kind of things, all kind of ways to come. You don't know what way he's going to be coming. People leaving this church, and they're leaving, and they're only because they want to do what they want to do. They have played around on the devil territory.
Right.
It didn't just come up just overnight. That they want to lead always. They've been wanting to lead. So the devil got into them to keep their mouth going and keep to do something that they might be able to, they can get out. They ain't got, enough sense just leave on their own. But then what they'll do, they'll try to find something that they can leave on. That's the trick of the devil.
Right.
We're talking about the devil. Don't need nobody to go to sleep on me now.
Yeah.
Amen. Putting the devil, Satan, to a flight. And what do you mean about to a flight? Put him on a run.
Yeah.
Putting him to a flight. That's what fight means, to a run. Amen. Otherwise, I don't want you around me. I want you to be with me. I don't want you to be in contact with you, putting it to the flight. And that was this lesson about putting Satan to a flight. And he don't care about you. And he looking for the higher people that he can get so that he can be able to get you. The spirit of Satan. All right, and let's watch this here. I got Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16. of his spirit, we don't want him want that to get into us. Huh? We don't want the devil's spirit to get into us. Amen. So now what we have to do is, and we can't fight. I said last week, you can't fight the word, fight the devil on your term, and then your termination, under your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding. You cannot do what?
Yeah, fight the devil with your terminology, wisdom, and your understanding.
No, with your wisdom and your understanding. You can't do that. Ain't no man can do that, because the devil is more smarter than you, your wisdom and your understanding.
Right.
What did I say?
You said the devil's more smarter than our wisdom and our understanding.
That's right. He's much more smarter. And you trying to fight him, amen, with your wisdom and understanding, and then you're going to be caught in a snare, in the well. Because what you're trying to do, everything you're trying to do, he has already did that, because he know about it. He know about everything that you're trying to do. And then he been your way, just like you been your children. You tell your children, don't put this your hand on the stove, or don't drink that, that's hot. Well, sometime or another, you might have put your hand to something hot, or you might drink to something that was too when, too hot. So now you can warn your child to not to put their hands on anything that is hot, or to drink anything that is hot, because you have already experienced that. So the devil, he experienced all of these things. He knows about it. He knows about all these things, and so now your wisdom, your knowledge, you can't subdue the devil. Because he's smarter than you. So what you and I have to do then is to fight the devil with what? With the word. Fighting with the word. That's why we need to learn what the word says, saints. Huh? Learn what the word says. Don't fool around and say, well, I don't need the word, I don't need the need to get no word. I don't need to know what the word of God said. Well, if you don't need it now, that we're going to sometime another in your life, you're going to need to know what, when, what the word say. Amen. Because the devil's out to get you. He's out to get you. See, so you got to know what it said. So don't feel like, well, you know it all and you don't need nothing else. We all need to learn more about the word. Now, Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16.
When the even was come.
When the evening has come.
They brought unto him many that were possessed with devils.
They brought unto Jesus many that were possessed with the devil. Do y'all know, saints, there are many people that is around us that is possessed with the devils. Many people that are around us that are possessed with the devil. And that's why we have to be careful. Now, whom we come in contact with, and then know the devil, and to know some of the tricks that he's going to come and he's going to bring up, always be on the watch for us, because there was many in that day were possessed with devil. With many devils, is that what it said? Was possessed with many devils. Amen. And there was a lot of people that we're saying, saints, we're calling them saints, we're calling them sisters, we're calling them brother, but some, it's a lot of them, it is possessed with who in?
Devil.
The devil. The thing you're trying, you can help them, and you can't help them. Because they got the devil's spirit and the devil mind to be doing all kind of old crooked things.
All right.
Got their mind in the gutter. Amen. So there were many people around us, and don't y'all think that everybody is saved. And everybody going to heaven. That's what the Bible said. Don't look at nobody. You save yourself. Don't look at it. Amen. Bishop Hardy as being so saved and so good. Because I can let you down. I might not be as saved as you see. You think I am. Only God is the one that is wearing. Only God is the one that knows about each of us. Well, we are good or we are bad. Because a lot of us can throw out a rock and know how to do that. Throw a rock and hide our hand and try to cover up things. Amen. So you don't know. So there was many devils. They brought unto him many people who had many devils. And now around us, here in the church, there were people, amen, they're full of witchcraft, amen, they always want to seduce somebody. Witchcraft and all kind of stuff, trying to do all kind of dirty, nasty things. Looking at you with the eye, amen, trying to seduce you with their eyes, you know, with a negative eye. An eye that is evil. Evil eye. Amen. People have a full of the devil. They'll laugh and grin in your face. They'll talk good on one side of their mouth. And on the other side of their mouth is evil. And we call them saints. And we call them brothers and sisters. So what we have to do, we got to watch. The Bible said, watch where it's prayed. But meanwhile, it is to save yourself. Hallelujah. That's what it said. That's what the scripture said. Save yourself. Because don't look at everybody. They're ready. Because everybody ain't ready. And then they fall off. So they brought these people to him. Amen. Were full of devils. Okay, now read. Now, had many devils.
They brought unto him many that were possessed with devils.
Many that were possessed with devils. Read.
And he cast out the spirits with his word.
Look at him. And Jesus cast out the spirit of those evil spirit that the people had with his word.
Alright.
Well, that's the only way you're gonna fight the devil, it is with the word of God. With your termination and your term of knowledge, you're not gonna cast no devil out. Right. People have the devil in them, and then the devil has made them much wise. No need you trying to do anything. They know how tell a lie. And know how to cover the lie up. They know how to do all of that. Amen. But they need to be cast out. That devil need to be cast out.
And he cast out the spirits.
The spirits need to be cast out because they are spirits. Y'all hear that? They're not just words or just demons, but they are spirits. And you can't fight no spirit. People have become a Satan spirit, doing, amen, spirit things that you can't do nothing with. You can't fight against. You can't kick against it. These things get in, the devil get into you, or he get into the come. See, the devil ain't around your saints. Listen, he's not around you. The devil is a spirit, just like Jesus is a spirit. And where Jesus, amen, got his kingdom, where? In us. Mm-hmm. His church is in where?
It's in us.
And because he's a spirit. Now, you can't see Jesus, but he's in us. And he tells us in the scripture, he that is in us is greater than he that when? Is in the world. All right, then. So now, we see here that Satan is a when? Is a spirit. Yeah, is a spirit. So if Satan is a spirit, then what we got to do, he can be in us. Satan can be where?
In us.
He can be in us. Amen. He don't have to be outside of us, but he can be in us. And he is in us. And causing nothing to become a one of lack of whom? Lack of him. If he in us, Sister Atkins, he'll cause nothing to be lack of him. Otherwise, foxy, tricky, knowing how and knowing what to do it is to tear you down. But he's a spirit, because he's a spirit. So there ain't nothing you can do with him. When you got folks around in church around here in the church and they got the devil spirit. Then you got to watch these people. You can't just go along with them, be ha 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 with them, and always talking to them, whatever. You got to watch the devil. Keep your eye on the devil. All right, and they were when? Come on now, they were.
And he cast out the spirits
with his word,
and healed all that were sick.
And Jesus healed all of that was sick. Three.
That it might be fulfilled.
Which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet.
Saying himself took our infirmities. And bare our sickness.
All right, in the Acts 7:54. And they bear our infirmity.
Acts 7:54.
Yeah.
When they heard these things.
Now when you heard these things, I'm telling y'all tonight, today. Amen. What you could do? Come on.
They were cut to the heart.
Now what y'all need to be done, need to be cut to your heart. Amen. And to know, amen, that the devil is foxy. And to know, amen, we have many devils among us. Yeah, and I said last week, the devil ain't coming like they told us years ago.
All right.
Now, it don't come to us with a horn. And a red tail. They told us that years ago. And they had us all frightened and all scared. Amen. And the one who telling you that, amen, knows sometimes they were the devil themselves. See? So we got to know. So now we know. What he said, now read that verse over again.
When you heard these things,
I'm telling you now.
They were cut to the heart.
Sometimes I just can't believe that such a one act like they act. I can't believe that such a one left the church. I can't believe that such a one, amen, wouldn't show no respect to the pastor. Y'all follow me? I cannot believe, amen, that they acted. I thought they were much more saved. They were much more on God's side than the devil's side. Than act like they acted. They were troublemakers. So now he's saying here, amen, that even though you don't heard this thing that we read down here in the scripture here in the Matthew, All right, now, so he's saying here, amen, and when they heard
these things, they were cut to the heart.
They were cut to the heart.
And they dashed on him.
And what I'm saying, what I just said, I don't believe that I said a few last week that the brethren in the church in Waterbury, he stood up and told the pastor, and now that otherwise she just shut up. And then, cause he know more than she know. But he been to college, and he know more than she know. And what she said to him says, brother, there's one thing you don't know. He said, well, what that I don't know? She said, well, you don't know that you ain't no more deacon here in the church no more. And you ain't got no voice in here no more. And you're not to even sing a song. You're not to do anything here in that church no more. And he stood up right in the midst of all the saints in the church and said that. And I would not have believed that anybody held in the sense of hell saying that they had to college, they'd been to college and they would do such thing act as that. It is to stand up and go against the pastor and say, amen, that they know more than she know, that otherwise you need to sit down. I know more than the Bishop Hardy know. That's the trick of the devil. If I don't know, then the Lord is going to sharpen me up to know. You understand what I'm trying to say? You pray and ask the Lord to sharpen me up so I can know what to tell you. But don't get up and challenge me and tell me that I don't know. I don't know nothing. Because that is what we're seeing down there in here in the Matthew. That's showing that it's this trick of the devil. Using those terminations. They're causing you to make the uproar in the church, in the body of the church, against the pastor. And people don't care if it's the pastor, don't care if it's you. If you're a non-pastor, the devil don't care who you are. The devil will challenge you in any kind of way. Amen. But when they heard these things,
they were cut to the heart.
They was cut to the heart. I never believe that Brother Sam would act like he act. Told the pastor. Y'all seeing it? Y'all seeing what it's saying? If you don't see it, then talk to me. Tell me. I can't believe that Sister Wilson would act that way toward the pastor. No, it doesn't matter what the pastor had did to you or said to you. You'll never have a right to challenge the pastor or to do anything to one of the members of the church. But see, because of what we saw down here in the scripture, it is Satan, it is the work of Satan, is the causing that he would get into us and build us up. That don't come overnight. It don't come out overnight, amen, to challenge me. You got to go around a devil, and the devil has to feed you some things that you might become, amen, build you up, that you might become a fighter. You can fight against a person, work against a person. Yes, daughter?
Which is like it's like a thought in my mind.
Yeah.
Someone did something to me that I didn't really like.
Uh-huh.
Or that really rubbed me kind of wrong. Then I just keep thinking about this thing. So the more I think about it, and more if I say start to talk about it, then the devil hears what I'm saying.
It builds up.
He continues to feed on this thing. Every time I talk about it to somebody, or even just speak it out of my mouth to myself, and
all right,
the words out. I could be in my bathroom just going over and over, and
this thing is feeding into my spirit.
That's what I'm talking about.
As I'm thinking about this thing, it's constantly feeding. If I don't soon get on my knees and get in the Word and cry out and ask God to do something about it, that thing is going to grow into something.
It's going to grow into something big and cause you to do some, act some things that you would act, wouldn't ordinarily would do. Yes, Brother Sam?
That remind me also, at work, I have a gentleman that works next to me, and he's cussing, you know, humanity the whole time in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And
So if we don't, if we keep on being fed with these things, and then it'll make you'll do some things, act some way that you would not act. That's why I was saying from the get go that you go and you hang around the wrong people, the wrong person. You come around and see. Someone is going to, they are going to rustle you. And they rustle you, and then they take you to their camp, and then otherwise they tell you, come on to my Bible class. We have Bible class on Sister today. We have Sunday school on Sister today. They have to get you over, and when they get you over there, and then they're going to really, they're going to do what? They're going to rustle you.
Brain you,
actually. Brainwash you.
Go back to what you were saying. It's somebody like talking about the pastor, you know, and confronting the fact if somebody constantly saying something against the pastor,
yeah.
And after a while, that thing is just going to be more and more in your spirit. You have to, at some point in time, just shut them up.
That's right.
And use the word of God to shut them up.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's just going to grow into something where, after a while, whatever they're trying, they keep feeding to your spirit. After a while, that thing is going to stand up.
It's going to build up.
And then I'm going to stand up against you.
Mm-hmm.
And in a little while, somewhere down the road,
one of the imps
is going to have me stand up.
That's right.
And try and, you know, confront you with this thing when I know that's not the will of God.
All right.
We're fed on those kind of negative things.
Oh, that's what I want, yes.
It's just negative. And then those traits, that's the trait, all the traits of the devil.
Of the devil.
Is to have his imps just come and feed, brand us over and over with all the things that he would do.
Uh-huh.
So that's be to us to that have, we know that we have the traits of God, so we have to speak the word of God.
So so this is true. This is true. So that's why we have to be careful. We have to be careful. Everything that is shining, everything that they pastors and they preachers and all that kind of stuff, they are not, you got to watch them because they have some kind of trade of when?
Of the devil.
Of the devil. I was saying last week, our government and our Connecticut put her in office. Now what is the problem there? Now they put her in the office, and then now how is it that she is going to with all these thousands and hundreds of people? And then they're going to speak up for all of us. And then they're going to sign
a bill
that is all right for same sex. How would you look at that?
That's an obligation Bishop can speak for. I was seeing Sharon on last Sunday that they were talking about that they had done, had spoken for the people. And I said, how can you speak for the people when those that are believers of Jesus Christ is saying this is an abomination, and you're saying you're going to go sign a bill of the same-sex marriage when we already know what the word says is an abomination. He made male and female. And he didn't make, and when he instituted marriage, he instituted it in male and female and not two of the same sexes.
Now, all of those people, they all belong to the, they go to church. They say they believe in God and they believe in the church. How in the name of God that they are going to sign a such bill as that? Unless that they are involved somewhere or another into that kind of stuff themselves. Now you got to look at the thing, systematic. You can't just look at it and just say, "Well, this is it. She's right," and what have you. There are other people that are not involved in that kind of stuff. Come on here now, and don't believe in that kind of stuff. Then you're gonna speak for all of the people because you have power to do so. How about that, Sister Sam? What do you think about it? If they go along with such things as this, that's what you're saying.
Yes, because one has to remember enough to even put what's on the news saying that they didn't want to show partiality.
Yeah.
And it was a way of them not being partial or showing any partiality to people as a whole.
They're saying that the young people, that the church of the day, the church of tomorrow, and they got to see all this stuff
today.
They got to see all this stuff, and they got to live with this stuff when tomorrow comes.
That's right.
Which is what they're branding them.
Yeah.
They're branding them.
They're preparing them now for that type of life. They're branding them, and they're even allowing them to live in those type homes now. That's terrible. They're branding them. They're getting them set, and they're telling them in the schoolhouse, two girls can walk in the office and kiss just like a boy and a girl could. See, that doesn't become.
And I mean, Bishop, right before me, I seen it done. The girl grabbed the girl and she kissed her. And I looked, I was like, oh. And then right after I seen it, the principal came around and she seen the same thing. And she was like, y'all need to get to class instead of you know. But they're telling them that they can't, you're not allowed to correct them because the point, a lot of them are born this way. They're telling them that they're born this way.
Ain't nobody born this way.
You're not born that way.
No, they're not born this way. See,
you're not born this way. I mean, and it's wrong for them to stand up and they're teaching them in the schoolhouse. I know they are. They've taught them that it's okay for them to do this. It's okay.
Yeah, well,
and they're showing all in the school newspaper. I know, I got it.
The world is corrupt, and it's the only kind of one person. Well, let Satan enter them, and they'll go to Satan camp. And Satan camp, they will be taught a whole lot of stuff that is not biblical. That's why I say we need to stay away from Satan camp.
That's right, sneaky.
So when you go into Satan camp, then you're going to learn a whole lot of stuff that you wouldn't all never learn. You're going to learn how to fight and how to be disobedient, how to fight and learn how not to keep your mouth closed and always trying to tell somebody off and all that kind of stuff. Because these are spirits. And they are the spirit of the devil. He's in the control causing them. Now watch this scripture here now. Watch this, the next verse here.
When they had heard these things.
And when they had heard these things.
They were cut to the heart.
They was cut to the heart.
And they gnashed on him with their teeth.
With their teeth.
But he. Being full of the Holy Ghost.
But being full of God's Spirit.
Looked up steadfastly into heaven.
He looked up steadfast into heaven.
And saw the glory of God.
And he saw the glory of God.
And Jesus standing on the right hand of God.
And Jesus standing on the right hand of God.
And said. Behold.
Look now.
I see the heavens open.
I see the heavens open.
And the Son of Man.
And the Son of Man.
Standing on the right hand of God.
Standing on the right hand of God.
Amen. Then they cried out with a loud voice. And stopped their ears. And ran upon him with one accord.
They ran upon him with one accord.
and cast him out of the city.
And they cast him out of the city.
And stoned him.
And stoned him.
And the witness laid down their clothes at a young man's feet.
And the witness laid down their clothes
at a young man's feet.
And the young man's feet.
Whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen. Calling upon God. And saying, Lord.
What I'm trying to show you is where the devil get into you and causing you to have to go through some things you would not ordinarily have to go through. If you will stay with the Lord, do what the Word of God said. Don't be taken about what folks do and how folks will do, because everybody is not saved. And then there may be a little bit of teens and winning thing is in your spirit, but when you go to the devil's camp, then he gonna enlarge all of that. Make it big, magnify. Make it big. After a while they get so well, something got to give. See, so that's really why you just can't play around on the devil territory. He ain't no good. All he wants to do is to get you in his corner and get you in his claw, so he can be able to mess you up. Now let's get down to nitty gritty now. Let's go down into the scripture now, the nitty gritty. Matthew 4. And that'll be the bull around about the first verse of 4.
Then was Jesus led up.
Now, what did this say?
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness.
Now, remember, he was in the flesh like you and I. Because, see, the world is trying to say now, and also now, that Jesus, he was a square. He was, a freak. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Jesus ain't no freak. Don't care how many freaks you got in your church or you got around you. And every time I just get so sick hearing all these brothers just whining and going on. And that's as freak as they can get, messed up as they can get. If you're gonna be a man, talk like a man.
Of the spirit,
yeah.
Into the wilderness. To be tempted of the devil.
Now, don't need you going up into no wilderness. They got no spirit. You're gonna get messed up. Sometimes. Around your relative, they'll call you and ask you to come over to the house because they got something all planned, all something all fixed, a trick fixed for you. Right. And you go over there, and then it's a trap for you. Uh-huh. You all understand what I'm talking about?
No doubt.
It's a real trap for you when you go. And if you ain't got the spirit, then you'll be caught up in that trap. It'll be a mountain. It'll be a mountain. My wife said her cousin called her up and asked her to come over the house, and went, got over the house, and then she left the house and left there with a whole lot of drunks. You have to be careful, because you could be led up in a wilderness. Y'all said, where a trap is set for you. All right, now watch and listen to this here now.
And And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
Now he's in the flesh. Now don't forget that he's in the flesh like you and I. Amen. When he was, amen, when led up in the spirit. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, read.
He was afterward and hungry.
He was very, very hungry. Very, very hungry. You know, if you're going to fast for 40 days or 40 nights, you will be hungry. You know, and no doubt about that. You're in the flesh, and you want anything that anybody brings to you. Anything anybody offers you. You're water thirsty. You're foolster thirsty. Come on here now. And there was nothing out there, no doubt in the wilderness, but some old dead heads. A dead bones. Dead when?
Dead heads or dead bones?
Dead heads and dead bones. Otherwise, with nowhere, no when, no meat on the bone. But he was very hungry and very dry. Couldn't get anything. But listen, but what he done, what all of, in all of this, he was doing it for you and I. That he might, that we might be where we are now. Come together. Talk on the word. Keep ourselves together. Be saved. He went through this. Now watch this now. Watch the next verse now.
And when the tempter came to him,
which is the devil.
He said.
The devil said.
If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
Lord, command these stones to be made bread. Because he know, amen, that was the time to really, you know, challenge him. Say when?
That was the time
to
really challenge him.
Because he was what?
Very hungry.
All right, now watch this now.
But Jesus answered and said, it is written.
Jesus answered and said, amen. After Satan said, if thou be the Son of God, cast these stones into bread. But Jesus said, it is written.
Man shall not live by bread alone. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Now the devil said, cast these stones into bread. But Jesus turned it around because he was more wiser than the devil was. He said that man shall not live by bread alone. Now you go to some other church or some other preacher, and they be teaching you, then they ain't gonna teach you, they don't see it in here because this only come by a revelation. More understanding. I just got a little more revelation of this. Because they can't see that. Satan was talking about some stones. Jesus wasn't concerned about no stone. And no stone, where no stone can do nothing to him. He was talking about the man that the Satan had made them to become stone, their hearts to become stones. And that's why David said, create within me a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me. Huh? Amen. Because people, a man's heart has become as stone. Mm-hmm. And you can't do nothing with no stone. Yeah. The stone is just the only that to look pretty. Amen. But you can't do nothing with it. You can't teach no stone. You can't feed no stone. And we got some stones out there. I had the boys out there moving the other day, stones out there. And they were, and big old rocks, they heavy too. And then when they dug them out and they had to put them aside out there. Amen. And that's the only thing that you can do with them. You can't eat off them. You can't eat off a stone. So what was Satan talking about? He was talking some negative thing to Jesus. Let's use the word of a person that doesn't know Greek, the language of Greek. The devil was using the language of Greek with him, telling him, if thou be the son of God, why don't you cast these stones into bread? Y'all see what I'm talking about? I do y'all understand that I'm too deep for you. How about Brother Sam? You see what I'm talking about? If you're hungry, what those rocks out there in the yard out there were talking about, what they going to do for you if you're hungry? So don't need to offer you the rocks out there, because you can't do nothing with them. And really, you cannot. Now, he didn't just say rocks, he said stone. And stone is heavier than a rock. A stone, no doubt, unbreakable. You can't hardly break them. You got to blast them, you got to dynamite them in order to seduce a stone. A rock, you can just throw it down on sometimes and it'll break up. But a stone, you can throw it down all you want to throw it down. It ain't nothing gonna happen to that. So the devil know what he's talking about. You know, he's telling him, a stone, that's what he said, cast these stones into bread.
Again, the devil is always trying to prove us to be useless.
Well, I know. That's
right. And just in the eyes of God, he's forever trying to prove us that even when we say that we're saints, even when we say we're trying to do all that God would have us to do,
mm-hmm.
he's still trying to prove us to be useless. To
that's
God.
Right. That's what
show
that
God
is.
How useless we are.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He wants to do that, see, and to show that he's more smarter. All right, now watch this, read now.
It is written.
He said it is written.
Man shall not live by
bread. Man shall not live by bread alone. It is told. It has been told. It has been told that man shall not live by bread alone. By bread alone. You offer to me, amen, these stones. But it got to be something better than stone. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Because he had what? Because he had what when he entered there? What did he have?
The Spirit.
He didn't go out there without the Spirit.
All right.
Ain't that what y'all read up there from the beginning?
Yes.
He had to have the Spirit. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. And the word is the Spirit. The Spirit of God. All right, read.
Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city.
And then the devil taketh him up to the holy city.
And setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple.
And setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple.
And said unto him. If thou be the Son of God.
If you be the Son of God.
Cast thyself down.
Oh, no, just come on down. Come on down. That was they're trying to do to me now. They're trying to some of the people around here in the city, they're trying to get me to come down. Talking about me. Because the Satan thing is going around. If thou be the Son of God, and then cast yourself down, otherwise give up your office. Give your office up. Give it up. Who you say you are? Give it up, and then give it to me. Come on, we'll find out right now. Free.
For it is written. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee.
Look what he's saying now. It is written that he will give his angels charge concerning thee. Read.
And in their hands.
And in their hands.
They shall bear thee up.
They're going to bear you up.
Lest at any
time.
Thy foot against a stone.
There was a lot of folks in the doing that. They gashing their foot against the stone.
Gosh.
The Bible says hard to kick against the priest.
That's right.
Read now.
Jesus said unto him.
And Jesus said unto him.
It is written again.
It is written again.
Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy
God. Don't tempt the Lord thy God. Don't tempt him. You got a lot of folks out doing that. They are tempting the Lord thy God. Read.
Again. The devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain.
He took him up into a higher mountain.
And sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world.
Now he ain't don't think that he gonna stop. He gonna stop. He gonna keep on going. Cause he is the devil. When he got you in mind, and he don't got and he see you, he gonna keep on working on you.
All right.
Until he gets you to do what he wants you to do. Now watch this. Now read now.
And the glory of them.
And they're going to show them the high and the glory of that what of down in the valley of the mountain. Read.
And said unto him.
And he said unto him.
All these things will I give thee.
All of these things will I give thee. Now how are you going to give some? You going to give somebody something that already there's already there created it. Oh, and you say how foolish the world is and the peoples are. Amen. What they're doing today, all that stuff they're doing today, they should just come under the power of God and just give up. Because God is the creator of mankind. And he knows what he made. And on you need you trying to seduce it or trying to change what God made. You're foolish of you trying to do that. Amen. God said he made a man and female. Huh? And he told the man and the female to multiply. Amen. He didn't say female, multiply. Because it cannot be done. And he didn't say male, multiply. Because it cannot be done. Amen. Praise God. See, the world is all messed all up. And they're going to get worse. And they're going to get better. That's why we need God. We need salvation. Amen. Get off this thing about this religion business. We need to get out of that. No need going nowhere near that religion thing. Because that ain't going to help you in this world that we're living in now. You need salvation. And salvation is to completely deliver from sin.
That's right.
If you don't, you're going to find yourself over and all in the hands of the devil and doing all kinds of tricks and all kinds of things. Now we're headed now. Now they're fighting all of this stuff now. They're fighting all this stuff now about all of these men is attacking these young boys and young women and all that kind of stuff. After a while, they're going to make it legal. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Amen. The priest can go and he can do what he want to do behind a closed door. It's going to be legal. They're spending millions and thousands of dollars a day. Amen. To keep some of this stuff out of the court, but still in the court. But after a while, it can become legal that they can take you and have your boy or girl into the Catholic school, and they're going to be playing with them and messing with them. The devil is out there. Y'all talking about you're going to send your kids to camp? Yeah. You're sending them to camp. You don't know the people at no camp. And they're going to be staying overnight with these people? No, you don't know them. You see, and what they do, they pay them off, and they the child all not to say anything about it. The child ain't gonna say nothing. And a lot of time they threaten the kid. If you tell your mama about it, because we're gonna kill you. We're gonna kill your mama. We're gonna kill your daddy. And they know how that. So look where all this stuff come from. All this flimsy stuff, that where it come from. Down to the years.
Set up of the spirit.
Of the spirit, yeah.
Into the wilderness.
Into the wilderness.
To be tempted of the devil.
You see, now on, listen, now remember now, don't need you going up into no wilderness. They got no spirit, no spirit. Well, you're gonna get messed up. Sometimes around your relative, they'll call you, ask you to come over to the house because they got something all planned, all something all fixed, a trick fixed for you.
Right.
And you go over there, and then it's a trap for you.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
It's a real trap for you when you go. And if you ain't got the spirit, then you'll be caught up in that in that trap. It'll be a mountain. It'll be a mountain. My wife said her cousin called her up and asked her to come over to the house, and when got over to the house, and then she left the house and left there with a whole lot of drunks. You have to be careful, because you could be led up in a wilderness. Y'all said, where a trap is set for you. All right, now watch and listen to this here now.
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
Now he's in the flesh. Now don't forget that he's in the flesh like you and I. Amen. When he was, amen, was led up in the spirit. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, read.
He was afterward and hungry.
He was very, very hungry. Very, very hungry. You know, if you're going to fast for 40 days or 40 nights, you will be hungry. You know, and no doubt about that. You're in the flesh, and you want anything that anybody brings to you. Anything anybody offer you. You're water thirsty. You're food thirsty. Come on here now. And there was nothing out there, no doubt in the wilderness, but some old dead heads. Our dead bones, dead when?
Dead heads or dead bones?
Dead heads and dead bones. Otherwise, well, nowhere, nowhere, no meat on the bone. But he was very hungry and very dry. Didn't get anything. But listen, but what he done, what all of this, he was doing it for you and I. That we might be where we are now. Come together. Talk on the word. Keep ourselves together. Be saved. He went through this. Now watch this now. Watch the next verse now. And when the tempter came to him, which is the devil.
He said.
The devil said.
If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
Lord, command these stones to be made bread. Because he knew, amen, that was the time to really, you know, challenge him. Say when?
That was the time. He knew that was the time to really challenge him.
Because he was what?
Very hungry.
All right, now watch this now.
But he answered and said.
But Jesus answered and said.
It is written.
Jesus answered and said, amen. After Satan said, if thou be the Son of God, cast these stones into bread. But Jesus said, it is written.
Man shall not live by bread alone. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now the devil said, cast these stones at the bread. But Jesus turned it around because he was more wiser than the devil was. He said that man shall not win, live by when? By bread alone. Now you go to some other church or some other preacher and they'll be teaching you, then they ain't gonna teach you, they don't see it in here because this only come by a revelation. More understanding. I just got a little more revelation of this. Because they can't see that. They only were telling them that Satan was talking about some stones. Jesus wasn't concerned about no stone. And no stone can do nothing to him. He was talking about the man that the Satan had made them to become stone, their hearts to become stone. And that's why David said, create within me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Huh?
Amen.
Because people, a man's heart has become as stone. And you can't do nothing with no stone. Yeah. Just stone is just the only just to look pretty. Amen. But you can't do nothing with it. You can't teach no stone. You can't feed no stone. And we got some stones out there. I had the boys out there moving the other day, stones out there. And big old rocks there, and they heavy too. And then when they dug them out and they had to put them aside out there. Amen. And that's the only thing that you can do with them. You can't eat off them. You can't eat off a stone. So what was Satan talking about? He was talking some negative thing to Jesus. Let's use the word of a person that doesn't know Greek, the language of Greek. The devil was using the language of Greek with him, telling him, if thou be the son of God, why don't you cast these stones at the bread? Y'all see what I'm talking about? I do y'all understand that I'm too deep for you.
Yeah.
How about Brother Sam? You see what I'm talking about? If you're hungry, what those rocks out there in the yard out there were talking about, what they gonna do for you if you're hungry? So don't need to offer you the rocks out there because you can't do nothing with them. And really, you cannot. Now, he didn't just say rocks. He said stone. And stone is heavier than a rock. A stone, no doubt, unbreakable. You can't hardly break them. You got to blast them. You got to dynamite them. And all the to seduce a stone. A rock, you can just throw it down on sometimes and it'll break up. But a stone, you can throw it down all you want to throw it down. It ain't nothing gonna happen to that. So the devil know what he's talking about. You know, he's telling a stone, that's what he said, cast these stones into bread.
Again, the devil is always trying to prove us to be useless.
Well, no, that's right.
And just in the eyes of God, he's forever trying to prove us that even when we say that we're saint, even when we say we're trying to do all that God would have us to do,
mm-hmm.
he's still trying to prove us to be useless. To
that's
God.
Right. That's what that
is. Show God how useless we are.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He wants to do that, see, and to show that he's more smarter. All right, now watch this, read now.
It is written.
He said it is written.
Man shall not live by
bread. Man shall not live by bread alone. It is told. It has been told. It has been told that man shall not live by bread alone. By bread alone. You don't need you offer to me, amen, these stones. But it got to be something better than stone. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Because he had what? Because He had what when he entered that? What did he have?
Spirit.
He didn't go out there without the Spirit.
Okay.
Ain't that what y'all read up there from the beginning?
Yes.
He had to have the Spirit. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. And the word is the Spirit.
The Spirit,
the Spirit of God. All right, read.
Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city.
And then the devil taketh him up to the holy city.
And setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple.
And setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple.
And said unto him.
And said unto him.
If thou be the Son of God.
If you be the Son of God.
Cast thyself down.
Oh, no, to the, come on down. Let's come on down. Come on down. Come on down. That was... They're trying to do to me now. They're trying to some of the people around here in the city, they're trying to get me to come down. Talking about me. Because the Satan thing is going around. If thou be the Son of God, then cast yourself down. Otherwise give up your office. Give your office up. Give it up, who you say you are. Give it up. And then give it to me. Come on, we'll find out right now. Read.
For it is written. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee.
Look what he's saying now. It is written that he will give his angels charge concerning thee. Read.
And in their hands. They shall bear thee up.
They're going to bear you up.
Lest at any time. Thou gash thy foot against a stone.
There was a lot of folks are doing that. They're gashing their foot against the stone.
Gosh.
The Bible says hard to kick against the priest.
That's right.
Read now.
Jesus said unto him. It is written again. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy
God. Don't tempt the Lord thy God. Don't tempt him. You got a lot of folks out doing that. They are tempting the Lord thy God. Read.
Again. The devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain.
He took him up to a higher mountain.
And shewed him all the kingdoms of the world.
Now he ain't don't think that he gonna stop. He gonna stop. He gonna keep on going. Cause he is the devil. When he got you in mind, and he don't got and he see you, he gonna keep on working on you.
All right.
Until he gets you to do what he wants you to do. Now watch this. Now read now.
And the glory of them.
And gonna show them the height and the glory of that what of the down in the valley of the mountain. Read.
And he said unto him. All these things will I give thee.
All of these things will I give thee. Now how are you gonna give some? You gonna give somebody something that's already there? Is already they created it. Oh, and you see how foolish the world is and the people's are. Amen. What they're doing today, all that stuff they're doing today, they should just come under the power of God and just give up. Because God is the creator of mankind. And he knows what he made. And on you don't need you trying to seduce it or trying to change what God made. You're foolish of you trying to do that. Amen. God said he made a man and female. Huh? And he told the man and the female to multiply. Amen. He didn't say female, multiply. Because it cannot be done. And he didn't say male, multiply. Because it cannot be done. Amen. Praise God. See, the world is all messed all up. And it's going to get worse. And it ain't going to get better. That's why we need God. We need salvation. Amen. Get off this thing about this religion business. We need to get out of that. No need going nowhere near that religion thing, because that ain't going to help you in this world that we're living in now. You need salvation. And salvation is to completely deliver from sin. If you don't, you're going to find yourself over and all in the hands of, you know, the devil, and doing all kinds of tricks and all kinds of things. Now we're headed now. Now they're fighting all of this stuff now. They're fighting all this stuff now about all of these men is attacking these young boys and young women and all that kind of stuff. After a while, they're going to make it legal. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Amen. The priest can go and he can do what he wants to do behind a closed door. It's going to be legal. All this, they're spending millions and thousands of dollars a day, amen, to keep some of this stuff out of the court, but still in the court. But it gonna, after a while, it's going to become legal that they're going to take, you going to have your boy or girl into the Catholic school, and they're going to be playing with them and messing with them. The devil is out there. Y'all talking about you're going to send your kids to camp? You send them to camp. You don't know the people at no camp. And they're going to be staying overnight with these people? No. You don't know them. You see, and what they do, they pay them off, and they the child off is not to say anything about it. The child ain't going to say nothing. And a lot of times they threaten the kid. You tell your mama about it, because we're going to kill you. We're going to kill your mama. We're going to kill your daddy. And they know how to. So that's where all this stuff comes from. All this Fleming stuff, that's where it comes from. Down to the years. Then they trying to say that you're born with that kind of stuff, but you ain't born with this.
Sure.
Filth. All right, now watch this. Don't forget about what I'm saying. But see, a lot of times that's what y'all do, you forget what I'm saying. But you only messing up your child. Your child will come back home, and they'll come home, and you ain't watching them, and they just done got messed up from camp. Come on here now. Messed up, afraid, frightened. So they done got into the wrong, you put them in the wrong where? Environment. Amen. Because you want to get rid of them for a week or 2 weeks. Hey, watch it now. And they can't help themselves. They can't help themselves. Together, come and tell you. Same way about you. If somebody breaking your house, if a man coming in your house with a gun and breaking your house and coming to your house, and you being grown, and they come breaking your house, and they rob your house, and they'll tell you, if they don't kill you, they'll tell you, but not tell nobody. You tell nobody, I'm coming back to do what? Don't come back to kill you. And you're frightened all the time. You're scared all the time. Who you talk to? And if you come back, you thought you'd be talking to Sister Memphis, if it's an officer. And they see you, and then they come back and say, I seen you talking to this lady, and she's an officer, and I know. And you better be careful about it. You know, y'all remember Bishop Hayes? Bishop Hayes, he was one of the drugs that you see that look good, they ain't for nothing. And you got to be careful. You can't take them to be your friend, because they ain't not your friend. Now what it said, now what the scripture said, I'm coming in.
And said unto him.
And he said unto him.
All these things will I give thee.
All of these things will I give you.
If thou will fall down and worship
me. Now if thou fall down and worship me. If thou fall down, otherwise give up. Give up your office. I take your office if you give it up. I want your office. Give it up. That's what he's saying. Give it up. All right, watch this now.
Then said Jesus unto him.
Now, Jesus didn't yield to him. Then said Jesus unto him.
Get thee hence, Satan.
You get behind me, Satan.
For it is written. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God.
Thou God.
And him only thou shalt serve.
And him only you're going to serve. He is not going to serve nobody else. Jesus ain't going to serve nobody else. He ain't going to be second to nobody else. He always going to be the first, and he's going to be the last. Amen. So devil, hey, I'm not giving down. I'm not giving up my office. Okay, what you say. Get hence behind me, say no. The Lord rebuke you. All right, one more verse, and I'm quitting.
Then the devil leaveth him.
Look at it. Then the devil did what?
Leaveth him.
God him, but he left him.
And behold,
not for long now. And behold, look now.
Angels came and ministered unto him.
And the angel came and ministered unto him. Amen. All right, God bless you. I'll quit right there. I got a whole lot I can tell you. But what I'm trying to tell y'all, y'all got to watch the devil. We got a lot of devil right here in Stafford around here. And all they want to do is get you out of church because they want to tell you that they can give you more than this church will give you. They will make it. The sister says they have been here. She have been in this church here for 30-something years. That's what she got going around telling the people now, that she had been in this church for 30-something years, and she ain't got nowhere in the church, in this church. For when?
37 years.
For 30-something years. Y'all listen to me. Listen to me good. The corner, and it said unto them, said, who is the greatest? Who's going to be greatest in the kingdom? And the same thing with the church, everybody want to be greatest.